All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for showing up. I'm just so grateful to be here in this position, and I'm grateful that you all come to hear what I have to say. And I just adore working with the Devas, and I'm so happy to be able to share them with you and what I've learned about them. And this space today is going to be a space for us for learning about how to create the magic to manifest your soul's desire in a very aligned and conscious way. And this series of sessions is about manifesting with a structure that supports a unified conscious style of creation. In a treatise on white magic, Ascended Master Dwal Kool, who was working with Alice Bailey, he outlines the creative process or the steps of manifestation. He says, a creation starts as a spiritual movement. It coalesces as a thought form and is energized by desire. And then devas gild it, and it gets manifested in the physical form. Devas are the life force of the form and are closely related to the earth soul. And devas reflect and embody thoughts and feelings of humanity, and these thoughts and feelings can be transmuted in old forms. And devas welcome it when someone gives them a better thought form to embody. So in this series of sessions, I'll show you how to attract devas in a practical way to help you create your soul's desire. And so what is your soul's desire? You know, many of you desire a beloved soulmate or a change in career that reflects your purpose work, or the security of a steady income with improved finances or even greater health. So when we're talking about devas, we're talking about the aspect of creation that animates matter. Okay. I think I'm messing up on the controls again here. Okay, hopefully you all can hear me now. So the manifestation process you'll learn about is all according to divine creative laws and how the universe works. And we'll start by connecting into the universal grid from a grounded space and using the heart space as a unified field. And then we'll go to the higher planes of existence, attract the devas who will gather the refined etheric matter, and we'll come back and plant the seed in universal soil on the grid. This whole process is a motion of reaching up in frequency, bringing the energy into the physical etheric plane, and then letting the devas go to work to manifest it in the physical world. So be all in innocence and wonder and open to receive. Okay, so we'll be crafting energetic tools to aid us in the process. And it's helpful if you understand what the images represent in order to get more intensity in the action that we're performing. you probably already all are familiar with some of them, like the orb. And we'll use the orb as an energetic containment field while your creation and its field are being built. And you'll use your creative imagination in whatever way is helpful to you. And you can imagine your orb to be a ball of light or an egg or a box, whatever works for you. Okay, and then we'll also work with the spiral staircase. The staircase leads to the etheric plane. And it's used to raise your vibration, your frequency, to access more refined energy planes. And then we'll also be using the portal or frequency elevator, similar to the staircase, in that it helps to raise your frequency. The use of the portal and the elevator can be accomplished by releasing personal energies related to your personality, your lower self, and then focusing your awareness on only energies related to your soul self or eternal being. So let's get started first by reviewing the audio downloads that were included with this package, Preparing for High Heart Meditation Series. And I know that this group already knows about Crystal State of Stability process, but I would still like to go over it anyway as part of the beta version, right? So as in most meditation practices, it's important to start your session in the present moment with your awareness inside your body grounded to the earth, and your heart aligned with the higher self and God, Goddess. I'd also like, can I take a step back? I'd also like to remind you all that if personas pop up regarding your manifestation plans, please do the integrations with them, as they can block your progress. Even though this is a powerful method, those blocks can still block. And I'm sure you all know about this, but it's just a little reminder. So back to the process. First, you bring your attention to your heart, and with your creative imagination, see, feel, sense yourself connected to the Christ consciousness grid, which is also known as the golden grid of manifestation, which is also known as the fabric of the universe. The grid has a convergence point running through your heart space. So recognize yourself as your soul self, connected to God, Goddess, and standing in a position of unity with everyone and everything in the universe. And then call all of your awareness back into inside your body. Ground yourself to the earth using a substantial grounding cord. And send the cord down to the center of the earth to wrap around a big ball of light that acts as a recycling plant. And to clear or neutralize the energy in your energetic field, bring up and put into motion around you and your aura a big vortex of energy from the ball of light at the center of the earth, and spin it in a counterclockwise way from right to left, if you're looking in front of you, to whisk away any lower level emotions and thoughts that you're willing to let go of for your highest good. And send that lower level energy down into the ball of light to be transmuted or neutralized. And when your energy has all been neutralized, you call your energy back to you and you send your energy to your soul star chakra above your head. You qualify that energy, that reclaimed energy, with a high frequency emotional quality like unconditional love or unity. And you bring in a beam of source energy through your body. You send this reclaimed energy and qualified energy through your body in that beam of light and fill up your body and your aura to the very brim. And then to raise your vibration, clear and charge up your chakras by flowing energy from the Earth's etheric field through your Earth Star Chakra below your feet, located below your feet, and bring this energy up your spine, visiting the seven main chakras in your body. You flow divine source energy through your Soul Star Chakra, located above your head, and down your body through your vertical channel. And then you imagine that these energies meet in your heart space, and you are uniting Divine Mother and Divine Father, and they're filling you with their love and your ingratitude to them. And we will be using the electromagnetic field of the heart as a portal to the higher frequencies or the more refined planes of existence. You'll start by stepping into the sacred space of your heart to fully merge with your higher self. And then you'll move into the tiny space of your heart where you fully merge with the divine, and you recognize the divine flame in your heart as the monadic God spark. You are divine. You are an eternal being. And then you move back to the sacred space of the heart, taking this recognition with you, the recognition that you are divine. And if you need to revisit this process, please listen to the recordings again. We will be using these preparatory steps before going into the creation process on all of the calls. Okay, so next then we're going to locate your divine desire on the golden grid, the fabric of the universe. So you'll imagine it inside a containment field or the orb. And if your orb is too far away, you can bring it closer to you so that it's in front of you and easier to work with. And this can be done by folding over the fabric of the grid or just asking it to come closer. So with a beam of light, connect with the orb from your heart to its heart. This is the heart-to-heart connection, and we will be using it quite a bit. So you would connect with this orb, heart-to-heart connection, and allow the universal pulse to align you in the orb. And during the process, you'll need to witness the condition of the orb and the Devic activity around your orb. And this is best done with your inner sight, but use whatever sense you have to sense it. It's not mandatory, but it is a good idea to be able to somehow sense or witness that activity is happening with your orb. And then you ground the orb to the earth with a grounding cord, and notice the 3D grid inside the orb. Now, Deva's work in the etheric realms, and which is a more refined matter, and it vibrates at a higher frequency than solids, liquids, and gases. And you'll want to match your rate of vibration or frequency to the Deva's frequency in the etheric to get their attention and cooperation. This frequency matching is not absolutely necessary to create. I mean, there are a lot of unconscious creators out there. But you'll get more clarity and the desired nuances for your creation to reflect your original intention, whatever your original intention is for your manifestation. So you want to tune into specific frequencies to attract specific devas. And since humans are multidimensional beings, we can do this frequency matching, but there's more than one etheric frequency. The devas you'll want to attract are from the spiritual plane, the mental plane, the emotional plane, and the physical etheric plane. And you will create one of those energetic tools I mentioned earlier, other than the orb, you'll create a portal and a frequency elevator to get there, to get to these other, like the spiritual plane, the mental plane, and so forth. You'll bring your orb with you to allow the golden grid elevator to take you to the highest frequency the universe wants you to go. And so you can ask your higher self and Wise One team to help you locate frequencies needed and to take you there. The first stop is the spiritual realm, and this is the Buddhic plane or the Christ consciousness plane. This is where you invite an angel or a greater deva to oversee your whole project. We'll work with a managing deva later on, but this is just for this specific project, the process of getting there, right? So this is just kind of like a temporary angel or deva. And to ensure that your project is in alignment with God, Goddess, and according to divine law and order. So that angel helps keep everything in alignment and to make sure you're not going astray or whatever. Let me take a sip. I'm losing my voice. Okay, but the idea here is to start to build the energetic field for your creation, to infuse the orb with spiritual qualities that are congruent with what you want to manifest. And these spiritual qualities are not feelings. They're not the same, quite the same thing. They'll be used as a spiritual foundation for your creation, for its spiritual body. And spiritual qualities are usually a little bit more removed or generalized than the emotional qualities. They're on the same line, just a little bit more abstract. They seem like they're more for the whole, the group, humanity, the other kingdoms. It's a bigger picture, you know. It's not personalized like the emotional is. Usually one quality is enough, but in this series we're going to work with three spiritual qualities, and we'll do them one at a time. So you don't have to jam them all in there all at once. And some examples of spiritual qualities can be, peace, spiritual power or purpose, unconditional love, wisdom, intelligent activity, harmony, grace, beauty, devotion, truth, service, unity or oneness, spiritual growth and creativity. You call in a golden beam of light coming from source, divine source, with the spiritual quality of your choice, flowing through your soul star chakra above your head, then your crown chakra and into your heart space, and through your whole body and spiritual field. And your spiritual field is near the periphery of your aura. Everyone's aura is a different size. I mean, they aren't all exactly the same. So if your aura is 3 feet out, it's going to be near that 3 feet mark. You know, if your aura is 12 feet out, it's going to be near the 12-foot mark. You know, so it's towards the periphery of your aura. And then you send the spiritual quality after you flow it into your heart, fill up your heart, fill up your spiritual field. Then you flow it out to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with the spiritual quality you downloaded. And you'll do this while sounding your note, and I'll talk about that in a minute, to attract the devas of the specific quality matching your specific quality. So you're trying to attract the devas. Say you went with peace. you're trying to attract the devas that that are more matched to this spiritual quality of peace, right? So then you'll use your om in a note that you intuit. That's what I mean, sound your note. Use the om, and there is that recording I have there. If you don't, if you're shy about using the om, it's in a note that you are going to intuit, and each one of these may have a different note. Each spiritual quality can have its own note, meaning like a G or an A or, you know, whatever note that you intuit, each, your mental concept is going to have its own note. Your emotional qualities are going to have their own. I mean, they could be the same, but they could be different. So you just have to intuit it, which your higher self can help you with. But use your om as a carrier wave for your spiritual quality. And to send it to your orb in a wave-like pattern, that carrier wave, right? A wave-like pattern with the intent of attracting devas to your creation. So you download the spiritual quality. You send it out through your heart-to-heart connection, and you transfer it by using your om as a carrier wave in a note that you intuit, and you send all of this energy you downloaded out to your orb. And then the little devas, the little light beings, gather around your orb and get to work. They're attracted to it. They're magnetized to it. To sound your note, you must engage your throat center. You know, if you're in a place you don't really want to sound out loud, which is better, of course, to sound out loud. But if you, for some reason, don't want to, at least engage your throat center, okay? And, you know, I'd like to take a moment to talk about the om. Everything in existence at the core level is made up of vibrating and pulsing energy. And devas respond well to vibration and frequency, especially the elementals. So the word of power, the om, you'll be using, is the om. And you'll be asking your higher self to help you intuit the note. You can, you know, go back and listen to the recording if this is too unfamiliar to you. That's one of the preparing for high heart meditation recordings that I did. I think that one's only about 5 minutes. It doesn't take long. Okay, so now according to Master Dwal Kool in his book with Alice Bailey, Initiation, Human and Solar, he said, when the words of power are sounded by a fully conscious entity like a god, like God, an angel, or a human soul, the words of power affect the devic kingdom and produce the creation of forms. Both the greater and the lesser devas respond to the words of power. The devas on the evolutionary path, the great builders, the angels, the managing devas, the spirit of the land and spirit of the sea, the spirit of a place, the bigger devas, they respond to the sound of the word, and with conscious realization collaborate with the one who has breathed it forth, and thus the work is carried out. He also says that the devas on the on the involutionary arc, the lesser devas like the elementals, also respond to the sound, but unconsciously. And through the power of the initiated vibration, they build the required forms out of their own substance, out of their own substance. So the om is very important to use. It's the vibration, you know, even with your intent, set that vibration going. And like a carrier wave, you know, like when you sound a bell or a gong or something like that, there's that wave-like motion to it, like whoa, 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 you know. And that information is carried on those waves out to the orb, and it vibrates the orb, and it magnetizes the orb, and the devas are attracted. When you have the intent, say, of the spiritual quality of peace, the peace type of devas are going to be attracted and magnetized to your orb, okay? So the words of power, VK goes on to say, the words of power act as a stabilizing factor, and the form coheres, all right? So I just wanted to sidestep for that, because that's kind of important. That's a big one. Vibration and frequency are big with when you're talking about devas. Okay, now moving on, we want to, let's talk about the mental plane and quality. So you're going to want to define your creation to the devas to let them know what its purpose is. Make it clear so the devas understand what you want. You ask your higher self and wise one team to help you drop your frequency slightly and take you to the heart of the mental plane. You can use the frequency elevator, the whole thing, you know, but you need to come down. We went as high as the universe would let us go onto the spiritual plane. Now we want to drop down a little bit to the mental plane. So you would focus on a mental concept that's congruent with your spiritual qualities that you attracted the devas for. So some examples could be, let's see, a secure job that supports my family in a comfortable lifestyle, or a backyard garden where I meditate, or a kitchen where I create healthy meals, a beloved who I share the richness of life with. You know, but you need to state it in the now, and you need to state it in a positive way, like an affirmation. Don't use negatives like not and no. Okay, everything is positive going forward, okay? And so you give them more details than what I mentioned here, of course. Those were just little examples. But don't micromanage it to a point where it makes it impossible for them to deliver. If you can't afford the payments or have a rich relative who no longer drives, don't ask for a Ferrari, you know? Make it. Of course, it's your wish life and wish it, but if you want to be a brain surgeon, then you know you're going to have to go to school to do it. So, you know, the devas will help you line up maybe tuition or grants or, you know, stuff like that. But just don't micromanage it out of control so they can't deliver it well to you. So once you get your concept, you know, you're stating your concept, what you want, telling the devas, defining it for the devas. Imagine it, what it's like, see it, know it. Let the devas understand what it is. And language and geometric shapes and patterns are part of the mental plane. So if you understand the shapes and the patterns of the higher mind, bring them into the mix. That helps a lot. Using a golden beam of light from divine source with your mental concept, flow it through your soul star chakra, then your crown chakra, into your mental body and heart. Some people have trouble with this, bringing a mental concept into their heart. I guess once you state it, what it is you want, just kind of get a sense of that quality and wrap it up in like a packet with its quality, and it's easier to bring it into your heart that way. And once again, the note may change, the note you intuit. So when you're ready, you send it out through to your orb, through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with the mental concept while sounding your note to attract the devas of the specific quality matching your mental instructions. and sense and know that the little light beings are gathering around your orb and interacting. So you have to witness it once again. Okay, and now for the emotionals. Now you want to charge your creation with high-level emotions and feeling tones that are congruent with your spiritual qualities and your mental concept. So you ask your higher self, wise one team, to help you drop your frequency, or just use the tool that you created, that frequency elevator, and drop your frequency slightly to take you to the heart of the emotional plane. And once again, emotions and feelings are more personal than the spiritual qualities and are connected with your relationship to yourself and to others. And some examples might be joy, happiness, playfulness, romance, fun, camaraderie, safety, trust, security, connectedness. You know, these would have to do with relationships more so than the greater whole, like humanity. Okay, so using the golden beam of light from divine source and with the high-level emotions of your choice, and once again we'll do these one at a time, we'll flow it through your soul star chakra into your crown chakra, into your heart space, and then throughout your emotional body. And then we're going to take a little extra step here and remember what those emotions feel like. Go into your memories and your experiences, the feeling tone vibrations. You need to feel it, to know it, to taste it. You know, use all of your sensory acuities and just make it intense. This is for the Deva's benefit to co-create for you, with you. And this is the charge, okay? So you need to make your feelings intense. Remember back what those emotions felt like. And then when you're ready, send the emotions and feeling tones to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb and while sounding your note with the intention of attracting the Devas with the specific frequency matching that matches your emotions and feeling tones. You witness your orb and know that the little beings are interacting with the other Devas of the mental and the spiritual. And by this time, a flurry of activity, and you know they're building your creation for you. They're getting all in position. And you can... Some see the Devas as little beings of light, possibly even like little fireflies. Sometimes I see them like that. Sometimes you'll just sense them, you know, know that there's energy at work there. You might even hear them. However it is that you can sense, do your best just to get a sense that there is some activity there. Of course, if you can see them, that's wonderful. You know. There was one woman that saw some scaffolding. some are just busy. However it plays out to you, don't make it wrong. It's okay. Just make sure that something's happening. Okay, and then at this point, we'll want to invite a managing Deva to hold the blueprint for your creation and to direct the lesser Devas in their work to build your creation for you to its end. And we'll ask the higher self wise one team to help drop you in frequency or take the frequency elevator slightly, drop the frequency and take you to the heart of the physical etheric plane. And this usually this is where when we take the spiral staircase up, this is it, right? So charge up your whole body and energetic field with everything that you have done up to this point, and charge up the grid and your orb. You know, just pull. You're pulling this all together now. You're pulling this all together for the managing deva, and just realize that everything you have done, all of this attracting the devas and all, you know, it's all together in your orb, and hopefully your orb has grown tremendously by now. But being in a place of responsibility for creating your project, your heart's desire, and at this point, this is an entity. You've created an entity. And you ask your higher self, wise one team, to help you, to call in a deva to manage the lesser devas, and to see your creation to the end with manifestation in the physical dimension. And with your higher self being the liaison, and when you sense that this is happening, and the managing devas usually are very beautiful, like angelic-like, you know, very big and beautiful and bright. It's amazing. They're amazing. But anyway, once you get that this is all happening, you sound your note three times. And of course, you intuit your note, but you sound your own three times. And then the next step is to flow. This gets a little tricky. You have to flow source energy and earth energy to your orb through your soul star chakra and your earth star chakra. Your soul self is the acting hierophant for these energies. And hierophant just takes these immense high wattage energies through its body and then directs it out, tones it down, tones that wattage down to a safe level, and then redirects it out to you. That's what a hierophant kind of does. And this happens during initiations when you're ready to be bumped up to the next level in consciousness, where you've done a lot of the, you know, the work, and you're ready to move on to the next level. The hierophant comes along and helps with that energy, manage that energy, and sends it to you, you know, and but with a safe wattage. So anyway, your soul self is the acting hierophant for these energies. So you will, maintaining your heart-to-heart connection with your orb, you're still connected to your orb, you create a channel from your soul star chakra above your head to the topmost center point of the orb. And then you direct a golden beam of light flowing from divine source through your soul star chakra above your head, through this channel to the topmost center point of your orb and into your orb. And then you do the same for the bottom. You create a channel from your earth star chakra below your feet to the bottommost center point of your orb. And you direct a golden beam of light flowing from the heart of the earth, from Mother Earth, Divine Mother, through your earth star chakra, through this channel, to the bottommost center point of your orb and into your orb. This creates a circuit, and the circuits are now complete. It's like a triangle. And this creates an energy field between you and your creation. And then at this point, you see your orb as planted in the universal soil or the grid, right? So let me go over that again, because I know it can seem a little confusing. You bring source energy through your higher self. Remember, your higher self is acting, your soul self is acting as the hierophant. So the source energy goes through your soul self, down into your soul star chakra, out through a channel that you created to the topmost point of your orb. And then you direct this energy, this golden beam of light, to your orb. This connects your orb with divine source. and you do the same at the bottom. You direct the energy coming from the heart of the earth through your earth star chakra out through the channel you created to the bottommost center point of your orb and into your orb. So you're hooking up your orb to divine source and the earth energies. Okay? And then you see yourself planting, you know, this is now planted in the universal soil on the grid. Okay, and then at this point you have to fully associate with the manifested reality of all of this and synthesize your whole body being and reorient yourself and all of that and reestablish the universal pulse for you and your orb and create a strong constitution of truth in your body. And know it is realized. This is realizing everything you have done. This is associating that you have created your desire. It's there. It's done. It's a done deal, right? You've made this creation. Okay, and then you sound out your note three times to the world with the intent to announce its birth. As I said, do this three times, you know, sound your note out three times. Davis, start creating synchronicities, you know, supplying the matter, the means, the range of action, and realize that you are in your divine rhythm. Remember, you are a divine being. You have a God spark anchored in your heart. You are divine, and that this is part of your divine rhythm. Okay, and you may sense, say, the membrane surrounding your orb splitting open and falling away, and your creation beaming its light out through your ring of influence and even beyond, and taking, and it's sounding its own note at this time, and it's calling in all of the cooperating devas to help make your desire manifest. So at this point, you turn your attention to the other things and let them do their work. You know, you get into a place of gratitude and thanks. Give thanks to the devas involved, the higher self, the wise one team, you know, all of the beings who cooperated with you. And then you drop down your vortex and burn up any lower level energies that, you know, might be hanging around into the ball of light at the center of the earth, and then bring up the purified energy. Once it's neutralized, see it being burned up, bring up that purified energy to the golden sun above your head and qualify that reclaimed energy with high level emotional tones, and turn the reclaimed energy into a golden liquid gel and bring it into your body using a golden beam of light from source, and let it flow from your heart into your energetic field, filling up your aura, and then lighting up the periphery of your aura, the boundaries, illuminating your body. And you call all your energy back and recalibrate yourself. So this creative process lends itself to humanitarian projects or large area devas. You know, if done with a group, a considerable amount of divine wattage can be channeled, making the deva more powerful and therefore more effective. For service projects regarding, say, humanity, the enlightened masters or highly evolved members of the human evolution, in conjunction with their devic counterparts, like the masters of the devic masters. So humanity's masters and the devic masters work together to devise skeleton plans for procedures that are necessary in furthering the evolution of humanity as decreed by God Goddess. the resulting plans, which they kind of lack any specific details and show more of a result required than the method to be used, but they're passed down to the Devic helpers who create the forms with their minds and emotions out of etheric material. And these forms exist only so long as the Devic creator continues to think about them, and after which they cease to exist and are reabsorbed into the virgin etheric matter. But these thought forms created by the masters of humanity and the Devas, they're projected onto the ethers of our planet where it rests until a human mind tunes into it. This is usually an unconscious process by the person receiving the thought forms, and as the realization becomes an idea in the person's awareness, the idea inspires the action necessary to manifest as a physical reality. This is how most manufactured objects, inventions, and projects come into being. You know, those bright ideas that people come up with, they're put into place in hopes that the creative people, the inventors, will come along and latch on to them and carry them through, right? So natural forms are built in the same way, you know, like bushes out in the wilderness or whatever, but there's no need for human intervention at that point. So in this case, the archetypical idea formed by the Deva is planted in the ether so that natural energy originating with the sun and stars empowers the angels to create form out of physical matter through the Devic utilization of nature spirits or elementals, you know. So these ideas are just out there, and the Devas latch onto them and bring them, use the nature spirits and elementals to create, say, like the bushes out in the wilderness, you know. So you, along with your Devic counterparts, can create thought forms in a similar fashion. And it's with us, it's within us to evoke real magic in order to creatively participate in transmuting the illusion of separation back into unity of spirit and matter. And I'd ask you to make sure that you are creating in alignment with God Goddess's plan by adding statements like in divine law and order, or for everyone's highest and greatest good. Whatever you create, you're karmically tied to. So make sure that when it comes back to you, you're willing to receive it. It's something you want to receive. And, you know, this also touches upon our unconscious creating. So be careful of what you wish for. Be careful what you're thinking about. You know, just pay attention to what you're thinking about, because you could be unconsciously creating. So once again, add those statements for everyone's highest and best good, or, you know, in divine law and order. But once you're finished with your creation, try to physically act on it in some way to anchor it when the opportunity arises. So pay attention to the synchronicities happening, the Devas are throwing at you, or, you know, just try and act on it in some way. Because it won't manifest, you know, it's not going to manifest well if you don't do anything about it. Okay, so a couple more ideas for ways to use this process other than just manifesting your desires. You could create healing energy and send it to places of trauma, such as hurricanes, in which case you'd call on the air devas or the sylphs of the affected area. Earthquakes, floods, and wildfires, you know, you'd call on the earth devas, the water devas, and the fire devas accordingly. So sometimes the trauma area may have a karmic tag, or the event is in divine law and order. You could then appeal to the devas of the area to, reduce, have compassion, and reduce the loss of life and harm to the body of the people, of the animals, and the plants of the area. Another way to use the process is realigning or reprogramming a deva of a specific landmass or institution. Institution that has been inappropriately warped or taken over by someone or a group with selfish intents. You would work with the deva to realign it to its original purpose, or reprogram a deva to open up to new possibilities. Devas welcome it when someone gives them a better thought form to embody. Just make sure it's in alignment with God Goddess. A human soul holds its blueprint or plan for life in the soul star chakra, but devas hold their blueprint in the equivalent of an earth star chakra. Humans can inappropriately warp or attach additions or riders of emotion and desire and ego to the deva's earth star chakra. You can coax the deva to release these if someone else has done it. You can coax the deva to release these additions or riders, or to open up to new possibilities, and you can use a crystal to symbolize, to symbolically hold the reprogrammed potential or pattern. You would connect to your soul star. Connect your soul star with your earth star by running a line of light through your central channel, soul star to earth star, and see your soul star radiating its light into the earth star. And this will help open up communication with the devic realms. This is where we receive communication with the earth. The guidance comes from your higher self. Devas are there to assist. It's a co-creative effort. They aren't all-knowing beings, but they do have their expertise. The creative process is a natural activity of the universe. It is in alignment with divine creative laws and how the universe works. It's a very powerful technique, and it has the potential for great good and great harm. So caution is advised to not gift this information to anyone who isn't ready for it or aligned to everyone's best good. It should not be used to enslave devas, or use them in ways that it's harmful to them or anyone, for that matter. It should never be used to usurp anyone's free will. If you want to help someone make better choices, send them loving thoughts to give them another option or a new way of thinking. Don't usurp their free will, okay? And humanity is the creative force of the divine on earth. We are the creative, in cooperation with the devas, humanity and the devas are the creative force for the divine on earth. It's our responsibility to create wholeness and universality of attitude, of healing and gentleness for ourselves and the animals and plants and mineral kingdoms. In a moment, I'll take questions, star 2 to raise your hand, or type in your questions in the Q&A box. And so this is the process we'll be using for the next 4 sessions. In the sessions, we'll have a specific theme for each time. I think next week we're doing finances, then the time after that will be relationships, then health, then purpose work. And we will be skipping a week. Once again, well, first of all, there's a PDF worksheet to jot down notes for your session beforehand so you're prepared to create, so you can flow with it and not have to analyze and think about it all in the middle of the session. It just works better if you have an idea of what you want, you know, list your spiritual qualities that you want, your mental concepts and your emotional. So it just flows better. So download that and print it out and jot your notes down before we get into the sessions. So let's go see. See what we have here. Okay, let's get back into our hearts. Just kind of relax into our bodies. Okay, Angie. Hi, Lynn. After all the magic from the island and on our nature time, you know, all those pictures, thank you guys for sharing. Those were beautiful pictures, and I'm sorry I missed it, but it looks like I'd love to hear about it, too, by the way. Do you see any devas in particular that are wanting to connect with me? Lots of love. Thank you. Okay. You know, the devas are showing me you paddling through the water. And water often is emotional, but the emotions, the water is calm. And so I would imagine that it's calming energy, but you are paddling, so you're moving your way through the emotional, the devas, the water devas, the undines are giving me this. And so it shows you paddling your way through your emotional. They're helping you move along. It's like they're underneath the paddle boat, and they're moving you along, helping you out. So I would say that the undines are there to help you, but I'm also seeing a boulder by the shore. So there must be something with the grounding. Make sure you're grounded when you're working with the undines. Ground to the earth. Work with the both of them. This could even have to do with a process you could be working on, or this could be personal. I don't know, but the water and the earth are showing up for you. Okay, and just as a lesson, I had a lesson last time. As some of you already know, you have to hit refresh in the Q&A to get more questions. So I'm doing that, and there's, okay. Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay. Cell phone, Montana? Is that you, Angie? Hello? Did you have a question? Kalispell, Montana? Do you have a question? Okay. I'll mute you again. I hope I'm not doing this wrong. Q&A. Well, that's all the questions. Okay, well, if I hope I didn't mess that up again, type in the Q&A if there's anything else. Oh, Deb. I had a deep experience with the undines on Orcas. First, on the whale watching excursion, looking at the back of the boat where the water was moving, and then at the waterfalls. I just wanted to jump in. Any messages about that? Wow. You know, I think there was just a lot of undines there, obviously. There's so much water involved, and it sounds like you did a lot, all of you did a lot of work with the undines while there. And if you are noticing at the back of the boat, there's a lot of channeled energy, and water and waterfalls are also a lot of channeled energy. Look at water in your life. Also, this could be emotion, but it's that channeled. I'm getting that it's all about the channeling part of it, and you know, and they were showing up for you in a way to perhaps remind you of your channeling in whatever way, and structure your, and I think you work with the structured water too, and that just flashed up before me too. So is there some way that you can channel information regarding your structured water? Is there something you can help the rest of us out with regarding channeled water? Structured water. Perhaps you can go in and ask the water, ask the channeling aspect of it, what it is that it wanted you to know. That you know, is there some way you can help us all out with that? Because I really don't know that much about structured water. You know, can you channel that to us in some way? Perhaps you can do one of the like a Q&A type of thing on working with channeled water. I hope that helps. Sharon, I was also at the retreat. By the way, we have some graduates with us, some Academy 2 graduates with us that are moving on to Academy 3, and I want to say congratulations to you all, and I'm so glad you joined us, and you know, I'm looking forward working with you all too. So let's see. I was also at the retreat, and are there any Davis showing up for me because of the work done there? Any messages? Well, how lucky for you that you were able to go to that retreat too. Wow. Once again, the undines are just all over the place here. And they're giggling and they're happy. And, you know, like they're dancing around. The undines in general were so happy to work with you all. They were thrilled that they got the intention. And I'm sure you worked with the Earth Devas as well when you were there, but I'm getting mostly the Water Devas were just so ecstatic that you recognized them, you know, that once you recognize any Deva, you pay attention, you understand with intent, knowing that they're there and on purpose working with them, they are just so thrilled. And they are just so thrilled that you all did that, you know. And it's like I see us all in a circle. When I set up for these sessions, I see us all in a circle. And we're hooked soul star to soul star. And all of these undines are just all around us, and they're very happy, that you guys recognize them. So they invite you to continue to work with them in whatever way you can. You can, you know, just sense them moving. I mean, we have all of these devas in our bodies to start with. The earth devas are, we have minerals in our body. We have fluids in our body. We have, you know, like the flora. I mean, we got the fire of life. We got air, the prana breathing in. They're all in our body already. But you can just sense, say if you're in your bath or your shower, just sense them kind of moving up your body, you know, just to your knee or something, just to get a sense of what they feel like, what the water, what the undines feel like, and recognize that sense so that when you're working with the undines, you have something, a memory or something of what they feel like. The same can be said for taking a brief, deep breath with the sylphs, the air. You know, take a deep breath and then just sense into what do those devas feel like when you're breathing them in, right? Get a sense of that so that when you're working with the sylphs, you understand what that sense is, right? And just pulling up from the earth is easy as well, because we're on the earth always walking. And I used to sit watching TV with my husband. I used to pull that energy up through my feet just slowly, just a little at a time, and let it creep up my body to get a sense of what those earth devas felt like. It felt electrical to me. So I know when I'm feeling electrical, I'm working with the in that specific way, I'm working with the earth devas. And there's the fire of life in you. You know, you can sense the fire in that way. So that just came to mind. That was a long-winded one. Just sense, bring them in one at a time and sense them, Sharon, just so you know, you can tell one deva type from another. You know, it's a way of learning that. And then Deb writes, and maybe people did not think there would be questions because this is an orientation. No, as a matter of fact, I expected a lot of questions because this is I don't want to say complicated. There's a lot of steps to this technique, and there's a couple sticking points that I sort of expected more questions on. So if you don't understand any, you know, an aspect of what I was talking about, please do ask. I want everybody to understand when we go into the session that you understand where the session is going, so you don't have those nagging questions. You can get into the flow of it. You know, working with energy is, you know, I know you all are experienced meditators, but working with energy, you know, you don't know if you're moving it in the right way. And of course, you can ask your higher self for help and just go with it, you know, if it comes up. But please do ask questions if you have any. There should have been a link to click on to download the notes for this session already on the Q&A page there. Hopefully it worked and you can do it, or it's on the download page. But there is a PDF worksheet, and so please do make your notes. It'll just make everything go much more smoothly, okay? So, is there any more questions? Okay. Thank you, Lynn. This is from Sharon. I think that questions will come when I re-listen and reread the information so that I can get to the place. Okay. Yeah, sometimes you don't know what question to ask either, you know. And Deb writes, awesome. Thanks, Lynn. Okay. So are there any more? Do any of you have any questions regarding even the session itself, how it all flows? The whole idea is building the field, helping the devas build the field, and just infusing that field with the qualities we want, the nuances we want, right? You have your creation. You want it the way you want it, you know. So this is the way to do it. And we are co-creative with these devas. So this is what they need. We tell them what we want, and they build it. This is our relationship with them. It's beautiful, and it's very natural. Okay, the PDF does show up. Good, thank you, Sharon. Okay, so if that's it, I'll check refresh one more time. But I want to thank you all for showing up. And I know due to the travel for our Academy 2 graduates for the retreat, I pushed our next session out to September 2nd. And we'll be using the creative process at that time for the theme of finances. So print out the worksheet and decide what qualities you want to work with, okay? And I just hope you all have a great time at the retreat. I know a couple of Academy 3 people are going there, and kudos to you guys for being the mentors. And I just hope you guys have a beautiful time there, too, as well. And while all the traveling, you know, that's being done right now, and the way the Academy is moving and just moving on, it's just phenomenal. Wow. You know, we're just so lucky to have found Crystal, you know. Okay, so until then, until September 2nd, I thank you all.